In the Megillah we read where Haman is promoted to a high-ranking position, and Achashverosh commands that everyone must bow down before him. However, Mordechai refuses to bow, and that enrages Haman. In response, Haman devises a plan to destroy all of the Jews in the Persian Empire and convinces Achashverosh to issue a decree for their annihilation. When Esther learns of this decree, she instructs Mordechai and all of the Jews of Shushan to fast for 3 days while she prepares to approach the king. On the third day, Esther courageously enters the king's court uninvited. And instead of immediately presenting her request, she invites Achashverosh and Haman to a private party. And after that party, everything turns around. Haman is hanged, and the Jewish people are saved from annihilation. And the question is, what was it about that party that served as the catalyst for Klal Yisrael's salvation? So let me share with you an incredible idea from the Chassam Sofer. But first, let's preface it with a profound insight from the Shlach HaKadosh to add some more depth. The Medrash says, Asidin Yisrael loymer shira la'asad lavay. In the future, Klal Yisrael will sing shira, they will praise the Rabbeinu Shelayim. Ask the Shlach HaKadosh, why does the Medrash use both phrases, Asidin Yisrael, in the future Klal Yisrael will sing, and la'asad lavay, in the future? Why the repetition? And he says something so profound. Those who truly have emunah don't wait to praise Hashem until after they receive their Yeshua. They start thanking Hashem while they're still in the midst of their tzara. While they're still going through their hardships, they're already expressing their gratitude because they wholeheartedly believe that Hashem will save them. And that display of betachon is what ultimately brings about their Yeshua. Why does this work? Because by doing so, a person moves their emunah from the theoretical to the practical. They say, I don't know how Hashem will help me. That is His department. But I believe by Muna Shalema that He will send me my Yeshua. And because of this deep belief, this deep trust, this deep Amuna, they're already expressing their gratitude now. This strong expression of Amuna opens up new channels. It opens up new pathways of Shefa and Bracha for themselves. If while you're enduring your hardships, you can already visualize yourself standing at your Sudas Hadar and thanking Hashem for your salvation, that is true Amuna, and Hashem will reward you with your Yeshua. The Chassam Sofer says a similar idea regarding Esther's party and the immediate salvation of the Jewish people. He explains that rejoicing in the form of a Suda, even before the salvation occurs, that is the key to Yeshua's. When a person truly believes that Hashem is bringing them to a better situation, and they rejoice in that belief even before seeing the outcome, this will lead to miraculous results. And this is why the Megillah records that Esther hosted a Suda before the Jewish people were saved. And this teaches us that celebrating Hashem's help before it arrives is a powerful channel for drawing down bracha. The Chassam Sofer explains, when Esther Amalka lamented, Keli keli lama zavtani, Hashem, why have you forsaken me? Esther wasn't complaining that Hashem had abandoned her. Rather, she realized that her salvation was delayed because she was only crying out to Hashem and she didn't have the foresight to thank Him while enduring all of those hardships. A person can plead and daven for Yeshua, but what actually brings down blessings is rejoicing in the anticipated salvation as if it has already arrived. Va'ata kadosh yoshev, Hashem is sitting and waiting to Hillel Yisrael, for us Klal Yisrael to praise Him. When we proactively express gratitude and celebrate our soon-to-be Yeshua, it opens up the gates of Shemayim for an outpouring of bracha. And with that, I'd like to share with you an incredible story. When Omar Shemtov, one of the recently freed hostages, was released, his mother Shelly Shemtov shared something amazing. She said, while in Hamas captivity, Omar made Kiddush every Shabbos. He used salt from pretzels for a moitzi and a piece of toilet paper as a yarmulke. Then she said, Omar shared with me a miraculous moment that he experienced while making Kiddush every Friday night. He said, for 5.5 months, I had a half a bottle of grape juice that I used for Kiddush. The bottle never ran out and the juice never spoiled. It reminded me of the story of Hanukkah, when a single flask of oil lasted for 8 days. It showed me how good Hashem is and how He was with me every moment of the day. Then Shelley said something perhaps even more astonishing. Every single day for 500 days, I stood beside a Sefer Torah, and I recited the chapter in Tehillim, Mizmor L'Soida, as if My son had already returned. She had such strong amunah that she didn't wait until her son's return to thank Hashem. She started giving praise from day one, while he was still in captivity. And who knows, perhaps because of this unwavering belief, thanking Hashem before the salvation came was what ultimately brought about her son's Yeshua. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.